Ketchikan Borough Mayor Rodney Dial co-sponsored the resolution that he said Monday would affirm Second Amendment rights for Americans to bear arms.
Regardless of your political stance or your opinion on gun control, our number one primary responsibility as elected officials is to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and Alaska in an impartial manner, as stated in our oaths of office. That quite literally means we support and defend it, even if we don't agree with the application of it.
He and co-sponsor, Assemblymember Jeremy Bynum, say it's in response to President Biden's April 8th executive orders calling on states to draft red flag laws allowing courts to order the seizure of firearms from people who could be a danger to themselves or others. It also bans so-called ghost guns that are developed with 3D printers and bans pistol stabilizing braces. Some 15 people wrote to the assembly, mostly in support of the resolution. They included Ketchikan City Mayor Bob Sievertson, former council member Dick Koos, and former school board member and Republican State House candidate Leslie Becker. But during public comment, some questioned why the borough was getting into a debate about gun ownership. Former school board member David Timmerman says he believes in Second Amendment rights.
But to sit here and waste this time when you guys should be talking about school district funding and things that the kids could do around here and other ways to make our community better.
Assemblymember Judith McQuarrie agreed this is not a policy call for Ketchikan's borough.
Persons who support this position ought to be writing to their federal legislators. By passage, this resolution will send the message that all citizens of the borough agree with this position. Not all agree or support this.
The resolution failed 2-4, with Bynum and Assemblymember Sven Westergaard voting in favor. Assemblymembers McQuarrie, A.J. Pierce, Felix Wong, and Austin Otis were the majority against. Assemblymember David Landis was absent from Monday's meeting.